When we lined up at the school door, Mary was the first to notice Song Lee. "Why are you crying?" she asked. Song Lee shook her head. "It's nothing," she whimpered. Then she wiped her eyes and didn't cry anymore. Song Lee hardly ever tattled. Mary looked back at us. We were the last ones in line. "I bet Harry did something," she growled. Song Lee shook her head again. "No, I'm fine," she said. Sydney was the first one to sit down in his seat and take out his writing notebook. He drew a soccer ball on a fresh page, then put it in a circle with a diagonal line. It looked like a no soccer sign. As the rest of us got out our notebooks, I wondered when Harry would get revenge number one. Right now, Harry was just glaring at Sid across the aisle.
"Good morning, boys and girls," Miss Mackle said. "I hope everyone remembered their healthy snack. We're having a special visitor in a few minutes, and we want to be prepared."
Harry reached into his backpack and pulled out two snacks. Both were wrapped in foil. One was round, one was square. Just as he was putting both in his desk, Sid leaned over and whispered, "Can I have one? I forgot my homework. I don't want anyone to know." What nerve, I thought. El Creepo was asking for a favor.
"Sure," Harry said, grinning. "I'd be glad to share."
My eyes bulged. Harry was secretly handing Sid the square snack. What was Harry up to?
"Thanks, pal," Sid said.
"Don't open it until you eat it," Harry added. "Keep it fresh."
"Gotcha," Sid replied.
I just shook my head. Miss Mackle went to the door.
"I hear someone coming."
We all looked up and heard singing in the hallway.
"Yum, yum, here I come, come."
When it appeared in the doorway, Sydney yelled,
"Yikes, it's a giant apple."
Dexter started singing to the tune of an Elvis song.
"It ain't nothing but an apple, walking in our room. It ain't nothing but an apple, walking in our room."
"Snack attack,"
the apple boomed. When our class went pin quiet, Zuzu blurted out,
"Who are you?"
"Apple Man,"
the creature boomed.
"I'm looking for healthy snacks. I'm giving 1 point for each wholesome food. The class that has the best percentage of healthy snacks wins an extra recess."
Everyone cheered and clapped, except Song Lee. She was just quiet. And Harry. He was looking at Apple Man's feet.
"Those are Mr. Cardini's shoes," he whispered to me.
I looked down and nodded. It was our principal, all right. He was the Big Apple.
"Show me your healthy snacks,"
Apple Man demanded as he walked up and down the aisles.